Maine Governor Janet Mills reminds Democrat voters they can still vote for her over Graham Plattner. By Hannah Knudsen on June 4, 2026. Maine's Democrat Governor Janet Mills, 78, is reminding voters in her state that they can still vote for her over Democrat challenger Graham Plattner in her state's Senate race, as she will remain on the ballot despite suspending active campaigning. Mills formally suspended her senatorial campaign in April, attributing it to a lack of money to compete against Plattner, an oysterman who has had controversy after controversy. Both Democrats are hoping to unseat Republican incumbent Senator Susan Collins, Army. "While I have the drive and passion, commitment and experience, and above all else, the fight, to continue on, I very simply do not have the one thing that political campaigns unfortunately require today. The financial resources," Mills said in her official statement, suspending her campaign against Plattner. She added, "That is why today I have made the incredibly difficult decision to suspend my campaign for the United States Senate." With that, only two Democrats are vying for the nomination, Plattner and David Costello. However, Plattner is engrossed in controversies. From mocking a Purple Heart recipient as a dumb motherfucker didn't deserve to live, to smearing rural Maine population as racist, to bragging about masturbating in public porta-potties. Not to mention the Nazi tattoo scandal. However, Mills is reminding voters that they can still vote for her instead. "People have the impression that I withdrew or dropped out," Mills said, according to a Lewiston Sun Journal columnist. "I simply suspended active campaigning. I'm still on the ballot," Mills continued. Notably, former Maine Governor Paul LePage, Army, who is running for Congress, recently described Plattner as a true elitist. "What people don't realize, Graham Plattner is very wealthy. He went to private schools. He is really not what he portrays himself to be. I mean, he's an oyster farmer. He's only got one client, and that's his mother," LePage told Breitbart News Daily. "He's an elitist who just has gone off the grid," LePage added. "That's it. And it's gonna catch up to him." Despite Plattner's many, many controversies, Mills is wildly progressive herself. For instance, she signed a late-term abortion bill in 2023, essentially expanding the murder of unborn children by allowing abortions at any time during pregnancy if deemed necessary by a doctor, as Breitbart News detailed.